Ever since independence in 1947, India and Pakistan have had a tense relationship. What changed on Monday is a situation in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The government of Narendra Modi in India surprised the world. It announced that it was incorporating Kashmir into India proper. Kashmir has been at the root of several all-out wars between India and Pakistan.
The people of Kashmir celebrate newly won independence. Their rejoicing tempered by the realization that Kashmir is the stumbling block to peace between India and Pakistan. The frontier battles have been going on incessantly.
That was 1948. Just today, Pakistan said it would not take military action in response to India's moves in Kashmir. Shamila Chowdhury was in Barack Obama's National Security Council as director for Afghanistan and Pakistan. She's now a senior fellow at the think tank New America in Washington. Shamila, are you surprised by Pakistan's ruling out military action today?
I'm not surprised because I believe that they don't really have any options militarily. What I am surprised by is that it's a very pragmatic and honest decision that much of the international community probably didn't expect it to make. But it's a kind of smart move because it puts the ball in Modi's court. And I think that the ultimate outcome of that will be that the international community is going to be more focused on Kashmir than they ever have been. Kashmir has been an issue that's been virtually ignored by the international community and the United States in particular. And now Modi has just made it an international issue.
What about the people of Kashmir itself? I mean, it's the only Muslim-majority territory in India, and many of its people do not want to be a part of India. What do you know about reaction on the ground?
Well, it's hard to assess full reaction on the ground because there remains a communications blackout. I know from what reports we have received that people are very scared about the fact that politicians, mainstream politicians in Kashmir have been put under house arrest. That's unusual. They're going to be really, really aggravated by the increased military presence that's there now. The other thing that Kashmiris are worried about is the revocation of the act that now allows non-Kashmiris to go in and settle in Kashmir and buy property. Now, the Indians will tell you that the reason they're doing that is that they need more business and private sector involvement, and the local Kashmiri population is not enough to stimulate that.
Sounds like settlements on the West Bank if they do go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of kind of the regional perspectives are alluding to, is that this is very much akin to the way that the Israelis treat the Palestinians. And that is never a good kind of calling card for any politicians to use, especially in a region where there's like such a large Muslim population that has emotional attachment to the Palestinian cause. And I think that's another potential flashpoint.
Shamila, what is the U.S. concern here? Like, if you were still in the White House, what would be your advice?
Well, the concern for the U.S. is nuclear escalation. And my advice would be for the United States to gather its other like-minded partners, such as the U.K., perhaps other countries that have relationships with India and Pakistan, China, Turkey, the Saudis, and to use all these levers of influence to talk down both sides. So I anticipate that that kind of conversation has already been started. And my recommendation would be to do it as privately as possible and not to have any kind of public conversation about it.
Is there also American concern, or are you worried that Kashmir could become a cause for extremists like ISIS?
Absolutely. I mean, the ISIS is already in the region and the local governments are having problems in managing that. I don't think it's as the ISIS threat has grown as large as we anticipated, those of us who are in the counterterrorism space. But absolutely. What India has done is essentially a calling card for any jihadists in the region to, you know, take up arms and organize themselves. This is going to aggravate all of those folks and put everyone more at risk, including the Pakistanis, because if they don't respond militarily to what's happening in Kashmir, Pakistani militants could also start to attack the Pakistani state. So Modi has essentially put the whole region into a much broader kind of threat environment by taking this one action.
Very complicated. Shamila Chowdhury, a former director for Afghanistan and Pakistan on the National Security Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you.